酒馆铺子陪你过大年，进入不打烊专区，逛逛美食美酒美肤各户，露露阿兰的专辑伴你过个充实假期。大年三十到正月十五，专辑打包购买有85折惊喜哦。另外，酒馆第21期进阶口语课节后开课，想跟露露提升口语的赶快来报名吧。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，下方菜单来铺子，或者调戏小助手微信 LULUXJG， 我们在酒馆等你。
Now on with the show China Story， 用英语说中国，让我们一起讲述有趣有料的中国故事。
Hi everyone and welcome back to China Story，
欢迎回来用英语说中国。今天是兔年的大年初三，除夕那天我们开聊了八大菜系上，
And we managed to cover the 4 original great traditions or great cuisines in China. And those 4 we talked about in that episode were the 4 major cuisines of China before the Qing Dynasty. Think of the next 4 cuisines as the newcomers, established around the end of Qing Dynasty to form the major 8.
所以今天的 China Story 我们就来说说剩下这四大菜系。
So number 5, you have Min cuisine or Fujian cuisine,
闽菜。
Min cuisine is from the southeastern coastal province of Fujian. It features the best that both land and sea have to offer. Now like most of the 8 cuisines, there are several sub-styles. In the capital city of Fuzhou, the food is light and fresh. Further from the coast, in western Fujian,There are more meat than seafood dishes. And in southern Fujian, you'll find Hokkien, which has influenced, through migration, the cuisines of Southeast Asia and Taiwan.
由于福建人民经常往来于海上，闽菜以烹制海味而著称。闽菜的特色之一就是长鱼制汤。
In many parts of Fujian, a meal is simply not a meal without a soup. Their most esteemed soup, also perhaps the most famous soup in China, has a very unusual name. It's called Buddha or Monk Jumps Over the Wall.
要说到闽菜里最有名的一道汤就是佛跳墙。
The name suggests that it's so tantalizing, tempting, that a monk would break all restrictions and jump over the monastery wall to have a taste.It takes a few days to make this soup. A lot of preparation goes into it. And it's cooked with several very expensive ingredients from both land and sea, like abalone, sea cucumber, and dried fish maw.
佛跳墙通常选用鲍鱼、海参、鱼唇等等高级食材，加入高汤和福建老酒，文火煨制而成。成菜后软嫩柔润，浓郁荤香。有荤而不腻，味中有味。
This famous soup is definitely not cheap, but with the exquisitely delicate, rich, and powerful flavor, your money is well spent. Now, Fujian cuisine also uses fermented rice wine to make brines and fermented red yeast rice sauce to braise.
闽菜的另外一大特点是常于红糟提味。
All these ingredients.Add a distinctive flavor and unique, strong aromas special to the region. Moving on from Fujian to Anhui, number 6 is Hui cuisine or Anhui cuisine,
Hui 菜.
Located on the Yangtze and Huaihe rivers, this region features beautiful mountains and small villages. Unlike some of the more ornate or grand cuisines, Hui cuisineFeels more like country treats.
比起有些菜系的国宴大菜，徽菜里有很多乡土的情节。
Wild herbs, mushrooms, vegetables, tofu, ham, all feature prominently. It features braises and stews and fewer stir fries than other regional cuisines.
它一般就地取材，以鲜制胜，擅长烧炖而少爆炒。重油、重色、重火功。
Hui chefs are particular about controlling cooking time and temperature, so they have special skill in stewing to achieve a delicate lightness in taste. If you visit old towns in this region, You will see the canals that run through the village and the small, well-tended vegetable gardens next to each home. A lot of families also had a half-carved ham hanging in the courtyard.
那徽菜用火腿调味是传统，制作火腿在这一地区也是一项非常普及的家庭技术。
Some signature dishes in Hui cuisine include
李鸿章's chop suey, 李鸿章大杂烩
,hairy tofu,
徽州毛豆腐
,and stinky mandarin fish,
臭鳜鱼。
Don't let the smell fool you, they're all local delicacies.
The next on the list is 湘 cuisine, or 湖南 cuisine, 湘菜。
Like Sichuan cuisine, 湘 cuisine is heavy on the oil, salt, spicy chilies, and garlic. If you like spicy food like I do, but you're not a big fan of the numbing Sichuan peppercorns, then Hunan cuisine should be your top choice. People describe the flavor of 湘 cuisine as 干辣, meaning pure spicy or dry spicy. Unlike the fancy, refined, and intricate 鲁菜 and 苏菜, Hunan cuisine is humble, modest, and seasonal.
相比繁复高端的鲁菜和苏菜，湘菜可以说是家常菜之王，油重色浓，讲究实惠，每道菜都可以妥妥的让你干掉几碗米饭。
While no dish is exorbitantly expensive or extravagant, Hunan is a major agricultural center, so the cuisine uses a wide variety of produce.
因为农产丰富，用料上也比较广泛，口味多变，品种繁多。
Some of the most popular Hunan dishes are mouse braised pork,
毛氏红烧肉,
长沙 stinky tofu,
长沙臭豆腐,
sauteed pork belly with chili pepper,
小炒肉,
one of my favorites, and a family favorite, steamed fish head in chopped salted chilies,
剁椒鱼头,
and many people would actually make their own homemade
剁椒
or chopped salted chilies.Leaving the land of spicy food, we finally arrived at the last cuisine of the eight great traditions. This is
浙 cuisine, or 浙江 cuisine. 这八大菜系的最后一个菜系就是浙菜。
浙江 is a coastal province with many rivers. It's often called the land of fish and rice, or the land of plenty.
浙江是传统的鱼米丰产之乡。
This cuisine utilizes a vast selection of fish and shellfish from both the ocean and its many freshwater rivers.
浙菜会用到很多海鲜河鲜。
It also produces the famous 金华 ham,
金华火腿。
And Shaoxing wine was also born in this region. And this has become the cooking wine in many Chinese kitchens. Because it really brings out the flavor without overpowering the freshness.And to name a few well-known dishes from 浙江 cuisine, we have shrimp with 龙井 tea,
龙井虾仁,
drunken crab,
宁波醉蟹,
东坡 pork,
东坡肉,
beggar's chicken,
叫花鸡,
and Westlake beef soup,
西湖牛肉羹。
We have just gone through these eight great culinary traditions in China, or eight great cuisines. However,There are still many more cuisines that are not covered by this list of eight. And these cuisines, they might not be as fancy as some of these eight cuisines. Nonetheless, they have their own uniqueness. For instance, 东北 cuisine or northeastern cuisine,
比如东北菜。
I often feel that dishes in that region really resemble German food. You have the sauerkraut, the pig's knuckle,You have the generous use of potatoes, and overall, it's just very hearty, sturdy comfort food.
其实你在网上一查，就会发现很多人把东北菜和德国菜相比，因为都有酸菜，都有肘子，都会吃很多土豆。乱炖这种形式也被广泛使用，基本就是分量超大、超接地气的暖心暖胃食物。
And then, of course, you have Xinjiang food, which has a lot of resemblance with food in the Middle East.And Central Asia.
又比如说新疆菜像什么 kebabs, 烤串就和中东菜中亚菜非常相近。
And then one of my favorites, Yunnan cuisine,
云南菜。
It is a really interesting combination of the culinary traditions of the Han Chinese and other ethnic minority groups.
它很好地结合了汉族以及云南的各个少数民族的饮食文化。
And it bears a lot of resemblance to Southeast Asian food.
也和整个东南亚地区的饮食文化有着不少渊源。
Now we used two episodes to go through so many different regional cuisines, regional food around China. But I have to say, and I think many of you will agree with me, the best food is still from your hometown. In my case, the city of Wuhan. We might not have those intricate delicacies for state dinners, but we do have a wonderful selection of snacks, especially for breakfast.
那我相信很多人都会觉得走遍大江南北吃遍天下最想念的还是那一口家乡味道。
So right now, are you binge eating the delicacies from your hometown?
在评论区里和我们分享你的家乡美味吧。
We'll see you next time.